Welcome to episode 4 of Marketing the Machine. This is your host, Bob, and it's early October, or for some of us, day 786 of the year. Hang in there with me, folks. I've got a good one for you. If you're new to the show, it's great to have your ear. My goal here is to help forward-thinking marketing professionals make sense of how artificial intelligence is impacting the field of marketing. And just so you know, I'm not of the mindset that a robot overlord will take your job someday, but rather I'm more interested in how you can tag team with AI to make your work more impactful. So grab yourself a pumpkin spice latte or just a jug of Ocean Spray cranberry juice and let's get into it. Here are the stories I'm covering in this episode. You know you should be testing more, but it's often overlooked as higher priority marketing initiatives pop up. Well, Unbounce is out with a new tool that will have you rethinking how you currently A/B test and optimize landing pages without all the baggage it comes along with. Like it or not, the holiday season is here, and for all the good boys and girls, I'm giving out 5 suggestions on how retailers can take advantage of AI and machine learning tools to survive the holiday season and prosper into 2021. Want to know a secret? TikTok's algorithm is so good, it can pinpoint your likes after as few as 8 videos. Last month, TikTok executives revealed how they use machine learning to keep users hooked and profits growing. McDonald's is jumping into the artificial intelligence game. After their acquisition of Dynamic Yield in 2019, the Golden Arches has begun implementing AI tools to help them with everything from managing supply chains to boosting the customer experience in real time. Story number 1. The landing page specialists at Unbounce have launched a new tool named Smart Traffic. It uses the power of AI and machine learning to more easily test and optimize your landing pages. And while many marketers are still hesitant to turn over the keys to AI, Unbounce believes that landing page optimization is one area of a marketer's job where you no longer have to do everything manually by yourself. In a piece on the Unbounce blog, the author carves out a couple of hours to take Smart Traffic for a spin, creating 2 distinct tests and generating multiple landing pages and variants for each. Here's how it works. The AI behind Smart Traffic instantly and automatically sends visitors to the landing page variant where it believes users are most likely to convert. It's able to do this based on how similar page visitors have converted before you. Now, Unbounce wants to make A/B testing less of a slog and rethinking how you've thought of page optimization in the past. So much so that with Smart Traffic, there's never a champion variant. What? They want you to embrace your inner flower child. You're free to design multiple landing pages any way you want so that they appeal to different groups of visitors and just run them all at once. Smart Traffic figures out the rest. Depending on the number of variants you're testing, Smart Traffic can optimize all this in as few as 50 visits. In his first approach with Smart Traffic, the author began with the old throw spaghetti at the wall technique and not really having hard and fast choices about which variant to test, but rather wildly testing many pages with different colors, CTAs, headlines, and layouts, imagery, and more. As you might imagine, this approach can get a bit messy, and because of the number of variants he's testing, it's going to take a lot more samples for the artificial intelligence behind Smart Traffic to peg a user to the optimal landing page. But it's not wrong in this context. Again, throw out your old notions of A/B testing. Smart Traffic is not declaring a winner, but rather matching the best traffic with the best variant. In the second test, the author got super focused and closer to what many would consider a traditional A/B test. Merely testing a single headline and image on a page, he found that images that included a picture of the author and headlines that felt more personal performed best. Who would have thunk it? Here's some takeaways. Even marketers with the best intentions don't test. The process of creating, writing, meetings, and approvals often push A/B testing to the back burner. Being open to implement tools like Smart Traffic as your AI sidekick could unlock new learnings and findings that you previously didn't have time to consider. Story number two. Many retailers have spent the past six-ish months putting out fires and revamping their experience. If they were lucky enough to survive the storm, there's a good chance that many haven't had the opportunity to really look towards the future and plan for the upcoming holiday season. Here are five tips to build a post-COVID-19 retail strategy. Number one, double down on e-commerce and innovation. With budgets tight, there is little room for error. Not only can AI enhance your e-commerce experience, but it can also ensure operations are smooth and supply chains can deliver under the heavy holiday load. Tip number two, ensure consumers can find your products. Upgrading to a discovery platform that leverages machine learning can, one, increase the likelihood that shoppers can find what they're looking for on your site, and two, strengthen your recommendation engine to increase items per purchase and customer long-term value. Number three, impress your customers with instant gratification. With more focus on curbside pickups, think about how you can better leverage your stores as distribution points and reduce freight costs. Invest in a chatbot is tip number four. If you're inundated with holiday sales or stores do happen to close again, a chatbot powered by natural language processing, or really just a fancy term for helping computers talk to humans in their own language, can guide customers to better help themselves and reduce costs and strain on call centers or response teams. Point number five, look for a silver lining. Yes, COVID has wrecked new product launches, promotions, and campaigns, but might there be a way to pivot these initiatives to better align in the new retail environment? Question mark? Huh? Look, I know we're only about 2 months out from the beginning of holiday shopping season, so it's not realistic that you can do everything on this list. But if 2021 is even remotely anything like 2020, retailers are going to be in for a wild ride. Plan now and leverage machine learning and AI tools to enhance your retail experience. Story number three, inside TikTok's killer algorithm. In a call with reporters last month, TikTok executives revealed some of the inner workings of their app's algorithm that keeps hundreds of millions of users hooked for an average of 52 minutes a day. What? The algorithm that has boosted TikTok's valuation to somewhere in the ballpark of $30 billion relies on machine learning, which learns to find content you'll initially engage with and then serves videos that are liked by similar audiences. Here's how it breaks down. When you first open the app, TikTok serves you 8 popular videos featuring different trends, music, or topics. After you sped through the first batch of 8, the app serves you a fresh set of 8 more videos based on which videos you engaged with in the initial set. From that point, TikTok can then start pinpointing new videos that other people like you have engaged with. And all this data is processed in real time too. So when you click a new video, your feed will quickly change based on your latest actions. For those of you scoring at home, data scientists refer to this type of algorithm as a recommendation engine. And at its core, it's nothing too different than what Netflix, Amazon, or YouTube does. And TikTok doesn't just take into account the videos you like. They're looking at your location, whether you're rocking an Android or iPhone, language settings, and more. The more videos you comment, like, or engage with, the better their algorithm gets. In short, they're putting you in proximity with similar users, or what the company calls clusters. You and I might call it our own little filter bubble. Ah, home sweet home. TikTok did acknowledge that their algorithm can contribute to filter bubbles, which then could spiral into misinformation, hoaxes, and conspiracy theories. But they're trying to get ahead of that issue by using all that data to detect unusual patterns in real time before they spread. The good news is it's not too late to embrace TikTok. If you're a brand or influencer just getting started, TikTok says that neither follower count nor whether the account has had previous high-performing videos are direct factors in the recommendation system. So you can make a name for yourself if you hit on the right niche. The meat and potatoes of what you should focus on and what the algorithm puts more weight on are things like user interactions, followers, comments, likes, and shares. Video information, what are the sounds, hashtags, or captions within the content? And 3, device information, like I mentioned earlier. As a tangible takeaway, that means it's a good idea to post often, use suitable hashtags, encourage people to comment and do so yourself, give your videos a clear description, bring in influencers when you can, and slowly and subtly work in your branded content. And for my final story, after McDonald's acquisition of Dynamic Yield in early 2019, everyone's favorite late-night mistake of a hamburger chain is ramping up their use of artificial intelligence to bring together supply and demand like never before. This is a marketer's dream, and let's just say you're chilling with your boo in the drive-thru, craving a Travis Scott burger. Well, once you place that order, McDonald's is working on technology that will dynamically change the menu to suggest complimentary items, maybe a large Diet Coke or a baked apple pie. Drive-thru menus could even suggest different options depending on environmental factors, such as time of day, what the traffic levels are like, weather conditions, possibly promoting hot chocolate on a cold day. Here's the part that gets me all warm and giggly. McDonald's AI platform is also tied to their supply chain. So if a delivery has been delayed and the restaurant is running low on chicken sandwiches, but has a lot of beef on their hands, beef products will get a greater prominence on the menu, therefore reducing the demand surge on chicken and preventing the restaurant from running out and disappointing a customer. As a side note, there's no mention in this piece if the AI can predict when the ice cream machine will be down, though. Double-clicking one level deeper, by influencing supply, cross-referenced with real-time data from their suppliers, their AI could even suggest items that maximize profit and customer satisfaction and make the best use of available stocks. All in all, McDonald's new digital technology is helping them become more efficient, effective, creating less waste, and generating more profit. You gotta know, franchise owners are loving it. If you're interested, I've got more info on McDonald's acquisition of Dynamic Yield in the show notes. Thanks for listening to episode 4 of Marketing in the Machine. See the show notes for more info and links to any of the stories I talked about today. Anyone who has listened to the first 3 episodes might notice that I played around with the format of the show a bit. I'm moving publishing to monthly and hopefully covering more stories in each episode. Let me know your thoughts. Finally, please subscribe in your favorite podcast app and or share a link with a colleague who you think may get some value from it. Muchas gracias, amigos, and thanks for listening. One, two, three.